This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with those fierce wildfires across the West. The AP's Julie Walker.
Firefighters across the western U.S. and Canada are battling wildfires, including the largest one in California this year, the Park Fire, which forced Cohasset resident Susan Singleton to pack up her car with everything she could take, including her seven dogs.
Whatever we had can be replaced, but I wouldn't have left the animals at all.
Everything she had there has to be replaced.
People that we know that went by and looked at the property said it's burned down.
The Park Fire is barely contained, but cooler temperatures and increased humidity could help crews. I'm Julie Walker.
Vice President Kamala Harris is smashing fundraising records in her run for the White House, but Donald Trump is speaking out about her.
1 week in, and Kamala Harris's presidential election campaign says she raised $200 million. Key supporter, Maryland Governor Wes Moore on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
The more people get to know the vice president, the more people are excited about her vision for the future.
Campaigning in Minnesota, Trump said of Harris,
she has no clue. She's evil.
Republicans predict the buzz over Kamala Harris will soon dissipate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has serious concerns about the announced result of Venezuela's presidential election that authorities there say was won by incumbent Nicolas Maduro. At the Olympics in Paris, LeBron James and Kevin Durant led the U.S. men's basketball team to an opening victory against Serbia. Simone Biles dominated gymnastics qualifying. The White House National Security Council says it is working on a diplomatic solution to end the attacks in the border area between Israel and Lebanon. This is AP News. A surprise at the theaters over the weekend. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
The movie Deadpool and Wolverine had a massive opening at the box office this weekend.
I'm the Wolverine.
Yes, you are, and I'm going to need you to come with me right now.
Deadpool and Wolverine raked in a jaw-dropping $205 million domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. It is now among the top 10 openings of all time. Experts expected it to make maybe $160 million. It had already made $96 million by Friday night. Last week's number one, Twisters, drops to second place. Despicable Me 4 is third, and Inside Out 2 is fourth. Long Legs is number 5. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The Fed is expected to signal this week that it will likely reduce borrowing costs as soon as September, a potential boost to the economy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.